New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 6,473 and a low of 3,424 note. Not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. Ontario is prioritizing older, unvaccinated residents and immunocompromised individuals for a new antiviral COVID-19 treatment, as limited supplies become available across the province. Ontario received its first shipment of Paxlovid last week, and Health Minister Christine Elliott had said the drug would be directed toward adults at the highest risk. The province has now released its guidelines for who is eligible for the treatment. Those who qualify include immunocompromised adults, unvaccinated people aged 60 and over, and unvaccinated people aged 50 and over if they are First Nation, Inuit or Métis individuals or have one or more risk factors. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported today. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3:30 p.m. on January 27, 226,530 tested, 3,561 confirmed asterisk note. As of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 595 active cases, 18, 1, currently hospitalized asterisk note. The number in brackets is a case in a non-Algoma resident currently in the region. 2,966 resolved, 26 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK. B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India. P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 2,952 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 356 in Central and East Algoma, 136 in Elliott Lake and area, 117 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of January 26 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 DEC 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 2,291 cumulative positives, 507 cumulative recovered, 11 deaths, 12 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 2:30 p.m. on January 26, population coverage percent of total population that has received at least one dose 84.0%, percent of total population that have received at least two doses 78.9%, percent of eligible population 5 plus that has received at least one dose 87.7%, percent of eligible population 5 plus that have received at least two doses 82.4%, percent of adult population 18 plus that have received at least one dose 90.4%, percent of adult population 18 plus that have received at least two doses 87.7%, percent of youth population 12 to 17 that have received at least one dose 83.7%, percent of youth population 12 to 17 that has received at least two doses 79.6%, percent of child population 5 to 11 that have received at least one dose 57.1%. APH reported cases this week, one additional hospitalization, region's 23rd COVID-related death reported on January 22. Hospitalizations, active case count down slightly as reported on January 23. No new hospitalizations, 43 new cases reported on January 24. 3 new hospitalizations, region's 24th COVID-related death reported on January 25. 1 new hospitalization, 61 new cases reported on January 26. 41 new cases, region's 25th and 26th COVID-related deaths reported on January 27. 5 new cases, hospitalizations decreased by 4 on January 28. COVID-19. Rapid test, medical note okay for COVID workplace claims during Omicron, says WSIB individuals should still try to get a medical opinion or rapid test to confirm their infection. Video. Great Northern Road lined with supporters as Freedom Convoy rolls through Sioux. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was the target of local flag wavers. Hundreds welcome convoy in the Sioux, 14 photos, January 27. The Western contingent of what's been called Freedom Convoy 2022 rolled into Sault Ste. Marie on Thursday evening after some weather delays. Canada. Prime Minister says he is isolating after learning of COVID exposure, January 27. Justin Trudeau says the result of a rapid antigen test was negative, but he is following local public health rules and isolating for 5 days. ADSB elementary school parents now have until March to commit to in-class or remote learning for kids. Previous deadline to choose was February 3. Absenteeism is up among staff and students at Central Algoma Secondary School. The school is working with Algoma Public Health to ensure COVID-19 measures are being followed. Trucker convoy decides to split in two due to weather, January 27. Half the convoy took WE 17 to Sault Ste. Marie and the other half took WE 11 to Cochrane, overnighting there. What do those school absentee numbers mean? Daily updates don't specifically mention COVID. APH sends out cautionary information if a school's absenteeism rate hits 30%. Supporters to feed and accommodate convoy of truckers when they arrive in Sioux, January 25, a rally in support of the truckers was planned for 6 p.m. Thursday. Algoma still within Omicron surge, but there are signs of it slowing. Dr. Liu, the number of local COVID-19 cases has not completely plateaued in recent days, said Liu, but they aren't increasing exponentially, either. Ontario. More than 330 schools report absences of 30% or higher. Data includes all absences, not just those that might be related to COVID-19. Downtown Library offers free printing, lamination for your vaccine passport. Due to the high demand for the service, a temporary vaccine printing and lamination station has been established in the administration office from Monday to Friday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Chief Executive Officer Matthew McDonald informed a meeting of the local library board on Monday night. COVID-19 outbreak declared over in Sioux Area Hospital Emergency Department, January 24. The outbreak was contained to two staff members. COVID-19. Ontario to start sharing data about school absences amid Omicron. Province's website will share information about how many schools were closed, and will also have a searchable table showing the combined absenteeism rate for staff and students by school. Freedom Convoy heads to Ottawa. Some truckers oppose government's vaccine mandate, though vaccinated, Sioux truck stop drivers say vaccine should be personal choice. Bum slides out. Hybrid event planned for Bon Sioux this year. COVID-19 restrictions in place mean Bum Slides will not be a part of Bon Sioux this year, and the annual opening night celebration will also not take place. Truckers should have done more to prepare for vaccine mandate. Experts say up to 26,000 of the 160,000 drivers who make regular trips across the Canada-US border would likely be sidelined as a result of the vaccine mandate in both countries. Chamber CEO encouraged by Ontario's plan to lift public health restrictions, it's positive to see that there's a plan that businesses can reference and start to begin their own planning process to get themselves back open, says SSMCOC head Rory Ring.